today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamun Alaikum, and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about the greatest Eid and occasion on the Islamic world, and that is Eid al-Qadir. Ya man ataita fazitta hubbana as'adtana wa jama'ta shamlana أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate Allah Allah Thank you for this day So be with us on Friday, 18th of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Congratulations on the greatest Eid of the Muslims, Ummah, Eid al-Qadir. We listen to chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 33.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The application of the Arabic word innama here, which is usually for restriction, is an evidence that this merit of purity is only for the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. The infallibles, for the sake of divine aids and their own pure deeds, are in a state that they do not go towards sins while they have power and authority to commit sin. On Eid al-Qadir, congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters, and we're speaking about greatest Eid of Allah, Eid al-Qadir.
ليله الكون في الآي المبين اليوم أكملت لكم يا ناس ديني قال إله الكون في الآي المبين اليوم أكملت لكم يا ناس ديني حق اليقين
Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said Allah's messenger was the first Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib was imam after him, and they were followed by the other imams, peace be upon them all. After putting Ibrahim, the messenger, to all those tests, and after he passed through all those difficult stages, Allah the Exalted said to him when he had become old, "I will make you an imam to the nations." Chapter 2, verse 124. He said to him that he wants to make him an imam. This is what imamate means. This is an Islamic ideology which is based on firm principles and irrefutable arguments. We invite the entire world of Islam and all thinkers to this. The unity that the world of Islam needs today can be easily understood, but the contemplating on Quranic ayahs and truth provided that thinkers and experts pursue such issues. Dear Muslims, brothers and sisters, congratulations on Eid al-Qadir, this greatest Eid of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, dear brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about the message of Ghadir al-Khum. So this day is usually appreciated by different Muslims all around the world, specifically the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. And for this, people try to commemorate that important day, the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His Prophet that if you do not send the message, your message has not been sent. If you do not do what you have been ordered, it means that you have not yet perfected the message. And we see that right after this appointment of Imam Ali alayhi salam as his successor and imam of the Islamic nation, Allah sends Archangel Jibril and informs the Holy Prophet that today we have perfected your religion and our favor on you. So it means on this great day, the religion of Islam gets perfected. So it means, and the continuation of the prophecy, we have the lineage of Imamate, starting from Imam Ali alayhi salam. But everything it has to be in its order. The Holy Prophet is the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seen of the earth. And like any other Ulul Azm prophet, the Holy Prophet of Islam has his own successors and his imams after him. The same way that Prophet Musa, the Prophet Isa had their Hawariyun and Nuqaba, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet of Islam, has his imams right after him. So we have 12 imams in this lineage, and the last imam, and the last of whom is Imam Mahdi Alayhi Salam. And we are all waiting for his advent and reappearance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this great event and appreciate this important occasion and know its value, since it starts from prophecy and ends in imamate. And as the famous hadith says, the world is never free from a hujjah or a proof on the scene of earth. Definitely the proof of the time, the imam of the time, is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and we are all waiting for his arrival and advent. And may Allah include us among his real followers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day I have perfected for you your religion, and completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه أيها الناس الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
Acts of Imam Ali that prove politics and ethics can be combined riches to he would refute flattery. And other characteristics in the political behavior of the commander of the faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib was that he genuinely, not insincerely, asked the people to avoid flattering and sweet-talking him. He asked them to avoid behaving in an insincere manner towards him. In the middle of the sermon of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, which was one of his most articulate and astonishing sermons, someone stood up and began to praise and compliment him. When this person finished praising, the Imam turned to him and advised, almost as much as this person spoke, avoid speaking to him. One of the sentences that he uttered in this sermon was, "Do not speak to me the way you speak to oppressive kings and rulers. Do not evade me as the people of passion are to be evaded. Do not meet me with flattery, and do not think that I shall take it ill if a true thing is said to me." Congratulations on the imamate of a great person, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him. Happy Ghadir and Eid Mubarak to everyone.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets, their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid.
Ghadir event is a source of unity for the Islamic Ummah. The late Ayatollah Amini, the author of the book Al-Ghadir, and he was one of the greatest scholars in the Islamic world, believed that the Ghadir is a source of unity for Islamic Ummah. Some people should not assume that Ghadir is a source of discord. Shia Islam is rooted in a correct, healthy, and pure belief in divine revelation. Shia Islam means being committed to the values and Quranic criteria. Some people may talk nonsense and accuse Shia Islam of something that has nothing to do with it. They may say that Shia Islam is a fake sect. They may claim that Shia Islam is political in nature and that it has been added to Islam later on. Ghadir invalidates all these claims. Thanks to the spirit of Velaya, Shia Islam has managed to achieve something that was a dream for all Muslims. In the past, our benevolent, committed, and sympathetic Muslims wished that Islam would one day gain power and would restore its original unity and authority. This achievement has been made thanks to the spirit of Velaya.
Dirar explains more the Imam, and he takes us to the second component of piety. The first component is to avoid sins. The second component is to go against your own desires. He tells us how the Imam used to do that. Then he said, the Imam would speak to this world. The Imam would address this world. كان يخاطب الدنيا يا دنيا أبي تعرفتي. O world, are you trying to go after me? أَمْ إِلَيَّ تَشَوَّقْتِ. Are you trying to deceive me, lure me? Never. غُرِّي غَيْرِي. Go after someone else. Try to deceive someone else. You cannot deceive me, O world. فَقَدْ طَلَّقْتُكِ ثَلَاثًا لَا رَجْعَةَ لِي فِيكِ. For I have divorced you 3 times and there is no way I'm going back. It's an expression to say that's it. I have abandoned this world and the temptations and the desires of this world. This was a very brief description of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Abu Darda, another companion of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. One day he went to the house of the Imam, to the backyard, to the garden, and he saw that the Imam would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After he supplicated, he fell to the ground unconscious. He said, I went, I touched his body, it felt very hard. It's as if he was dead. He thought that the Imam had died. So he ran towards the house of the Imam and he called on to his wife, Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, and he told her that your husband has died. She told him, what happened? He said he was supplicating with Allah, then suddenly he dropped and it's as if he's dead. She told him, no, Abu Darda, the Imam is not dead. Every night he goes through the stage out of the love and fear that he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have hope in the mercy of God, but at the same time, we have to fear his punishment so that we never sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the life of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The Imam teaches us throughout his entire life that the world is simply not worth it. What is the world? What has the world to offer you? Many people spend their entire lives going for this world, working only for this life, being oblivious and forgetting the hereafter. The Imam is teaching us, this world is not worth it. One day everyone shall depart this life and we shall go to our graves. We cannot take a single dollar or penny to our grave. Is this world worth it? The only thing that will help us is our good actions. And the Imam beautifully demonstrates that throughout his entire life.
نبلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Again, I express our congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world on the greatest eve of Allah, Eid al-Qadir. Congratulations everyone and happy Eid.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي